This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Odyssey, Odyssey, Odyssey. Odyssey is spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's our company name, and it's also the name of our app, Odyssey. Like audio and audacious and like a musical journey, like an odyssey. But it's spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. Free. Completely free. You can listen to our show, the whole thing, and get our full show podcast. You can listen to Alice live all the live long day. And this week, we've got a whole Tay All Day promotion going on because her new record is coming out on Friday. It's exclusive content made by Taylor herself. It's incredible. April 18th, that's this Thursday at 9 o'clock, there's actually a special called A Meeting of the Tortured Poets Department. It's an album release special. And all you need to have is this free Odyssey app. Please, 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 please go get yourself
How does she find time for all these things?
She's at Coachella partying.
She's touring around the world with the Eras Tour, but just finds time to do a special little
thing.
Yeah,
she's going to do a special. I'm sure she is. Look, nobody does it like her. She's amazing at it. I don't care what Courtney Love says.
Nobody does it better. What song is
You're
that?
You're not going to take over?
Makes
what are you
me feel sad for the rest.
Right.
Oh.
No, nobody else?
No, I don't have any other lines. But I did think of that while you were saying it. Like, man, Taylor is the very, 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 very best.
That's like a
Taylor at 97.3. That's us.
Nice.
Is that song?
This song?
The car.
Nobody does.
Is this a James Bond song?
It sure is.
What's it from? Which one? Do you know?
I would say Moonraker, but I'm not sure.
Let's go Moonraker.
It's definitely one of the Roger Moore movies because I watched all those and only knew Roger Moore until someone went, he's not the good one.
Oh.
And I went, what? But, you know, we didn't have everything on demand at a finger's touch.
We certainly didn't, no.
So it wasn't like I could just go, let me look that up real quick and I'll just watch one of those. I couldn't do that then.
The Spy Who Loved Me, Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that one too.
Mm. Fun. Yeah, these days, basically, if you want it, you probably already own it. Like,
want it,
right.
You got
name
it.
A record album. Oh, I have that. Yeah. That's on iTunes, right? Yep, got it.
Oh.
So silly.
I know why I know that song.
Why do you know it?
It's from a Safeway commercial.
It is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's from a
Safeway paid for.
Safeway.
A Safeway?
Let's go over here.
All right.
What was the budget? Nobody does it better than Sam and Ginny Powell.
The Powells blah, blah, count blah. On Safeway. They go to Safeway and then at the end.
Or with each other.
Nobody does it better.
Wow.
Wow.
You remember that?
That's why, no, because when you sang it, I was like, I do know that song from somewhere. I was like, where would I have heard that? It wasn't from Carly Simon.
No, no, that's some other lady singing it.
Oh, whatever. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, Carly Simon's the singer of the original.
Yeah. Right. No, so, from the movie. Somebody else sang the...
Correct.
Sang.
Now, what I thought you were going to say is Carly Simon also sang a very famous song that was in a commercial. Do you know this one, Sarah?
I do.
What is it?
Anticipation is for Heinz Ketchup. Man.
That's right.
Wait, because that was back in the day before we had squeeze technology. Squeeze technology is that you take it for granted, kids, but we used to have just a glass jar with a disgusting caked with dried ketchup top that twisted
and
off
you'd
top.
Pound on it until half the bottle, so nothing comes out or half the bottle comes out on your plate.
Yeah. And you would turn it over to pound it out, and all the like separated liquid from the ketchup would pour out onto
your burger. Onto your bread.
Yeah, yes, it would soak your bread. It was wonderful. Yeah.
Joy.
Thank
the
you.
The olden days. You really missed a lot.
You really did, kids. Yeah. And now you just pick up an upside down ketchup container, pop the top, and give it a squish, close the top back up, pound it down. You really got it going on, don't you?
Genius.
Squeeze technology.
Anyway, Taylor, everyone.
Yeah, Taylor. Jimmy Buffett, everybody.
Yeah.
This is a fun story because I feel like Harrison Ford is a pretty reserved guy. And, you know, even in, he's actually downright crotchety when he does interviews.
I was
going to
say
people.
Grumpy, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he is clearly a humongous fan of Jimmy Buffett. Knew him. I mean, rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett. So last Thursday, I think it was Thursday night at the Hollywood Bowl, they did this big, you know, tribute concert, and all the people who love Jimmy Buffett all gathered there. And they had all kinds of special guests who would introduce different people onto the stage. And this is actually turning out to be the explanation for why Harrison Ford has an earring, which I don't know if he's ever talked about this before. I don't really know what the story is. So he got on stage and shared it.
Jimmy Buffett was a cool guy. I remember one day, some might say boozy lunch, with Jimmy and Ed Bradley.
Ed Bradley.
Bradley's birthday.
Ed Bradley's a 60 Minutes guy or a 20
yes,
guy
he's
or
a
something.
News. Yes, he's a newsman. Yeah,
so that's quite a pairing, right? Or setting. There's Jimmy Buffett, Ed Bradley, and Harrison Ford all having a boozy lunch.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
here we go.
I saw both of them had earrings. So right after lunch, I got my ear pierced. That's just how infectious Jimmy's coolness. Infectious enough for a 40-year-old man to spontaneously get his f***ing ear pierced.
That's pretty cute. You know, I was never a parrot head, as they're called, the fans of Jimmy Buffett.
Right.
But I know a bunch and of a bunch of people that were friends with the guy. Yeah. And you kind of go, wow, he really did make true connections with people in all walks of life. It's impressive to leave that kind of legacy behind because the people who showed up to perform at his event were from everywhere. From surfing, from movies, from music.
Yeah.
And so there were a lot of... that's a pretty cool legacy to leave behind, just the fact that that many people want to celebrate you.
Well, and it's funny, too, because even if you weren't a fan of Jimmy Buffett's, his songs were inescapable. I mean, I wonder if my kids would know Margaritaville or I can't think of any other ones from him. Or Hamburger in Paradise or Cheeseburger, whatever it was. I feel like he had that just kind of like, hey, man, everything's okay vibe.
You know, yeah.
He was a Jack Johnson of his day.
Well, and Jack Johnson's one of the people, man, I'm talking about. He was at that event.
And there it is. Margarita.
And I think a lot of people saw how he marketed himself and went, oh, that's how you do it. You sell a party good time to people, and they know that that's what they're coming out to get when they come see you live. And that's, you know, I mean, I'm sure there were, I don't think I ever heard Jimmy Buffett talk bad about anybody, but no. I can see why someone like him would say, you want to go see Nirvana and be all down and depressed, or, you know, like that other vibe, the other energy, Lana Del Rey, great, I'm going to go to sleep. There's like, he was selling a good time party.
Yeah. No, it was 100%. Like, we're on the beach with drinks, 100, and there's palm tree. The only worst thing that could happen here is, I don't know, you get your socks wet in your sandals. And the waves
spill in your drink.
Sure, you spill your drink. Right, a coconut hit you on the head. Be careful.
Oh, that could kill
coconuts.
You.
It can. It actually can be real good. Anyway, Jimmy Buffett inspired Harrison Ford to, by the way, he goes, a 40-year-old guy spontaneously gets his effing ear pierced. He was like 55.
Well.
But, you know, you feel so much younger.
Oh, don't be so picky, Sarah.
I'm just doing the math here. 97, he's 81 now.
55's a new 40, come on.
Uh-huh. You know what's scary about this? At 97, Harrison Ford was 55. That's how old you are now, Vinny. Like,
What?
Like, it's just incredible that we've been here that long. Long enough to go from 55 to 81.
What? He's 55? I don't know about that.
Vinny just turned 55.
Stop playing with numbers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't do math, Sarah.
My bad. I do apologize. Thank you for correcting me. Yesterday, we listened to the Chris Stapleton lyric, the vocals that he laid on Slash's cover of Fleetwood Mac's Oh Well.
Yeah.
So there's a song called Oh Well. Here it is. Here we go.
Can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing. I ain't pretty. And my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
It's a great cover. It's, you know, fine, and who doesn't want to hear Chris Stapleton? So Slash is saying, I basically cold called that guy. I was like, he calls his assistant. Can someone put me through Chris Stapleton? I'll wait. Can you get Chris Stapleton on the line? So he said it was one of the best ideas I've had in recent memory was just to have him sing on that song. That song. By the way, is on Slash's upcoming album, which is called Orgy of the Damned.
Oh.
And it also features collaborations with Billy Gibbons, who is from ZZ Top,
yeah.
I believe, Iggy Pop, Demi Lovato,
wow.
Brian Johnson of AC/DC, and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. Like, he really gathered up a who's who of rock and pop.
You know, Slash is not quite Jimmy Buffett, but he is a well-liked dude.
He is.
I like him a lot, yep. And I think most people do. He's just someone that you don't have, I mean, unless you're one of the groupies that, you know, on his run through the world on Use Your Illusion tour, I would guess most people do feel warm towards him.
I look early Guns N' Roses, but I absolutely loved, and I'm not saying I follow Slash very closely or anything, but I don't have bad feelings about him. If I have bad feelings about anybody in that band, it's Axl. I'm like, dude, get it your ass together. The guys want to play some music.
Well, what I mean is, for example, when he turned up on the stage at the Academy Awards for I'm Just Ken, I smiled. I was like, of course it's Slash in the middle of the stage at the Academy Awards. He's perfect.
Right. I like that he's not too cool for stuff, too. Like,
right,
he's a
that's
guy
what I mean.
He's just like, what? Playing on the cat? Yeah, all right. I'll do that.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun. That sounds great.
Let me check what I'm doing. Nope, just sitting here.
Yeah.
I'll be over there in a minute.
Right. Working on this album. I got all these guests coming in and stuff, but I got a minute.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah. This is a... I almost feel like I probably should save this to closer to the weekend. This weekend, I'm really excited about this weekend. Now that you're telling me it's like going to be summery this weekend, I'm so ready for that weekend.
Yeah, me too.
The weekend where it's just, because I like a porch drink. And I have gotten in trouble with porch drinks too. Porch drinks seem like a great idea.
Well, what do you mean?
A porch drink is like a sweet thing. It's sunset and it's... If they go down easy.
Why is that a bad
idea?
Well,
remember the one time when someone dropped off some porch drinks for me and I was like threw up about 2 hours later? I'm like, oh my God.
The room was spinning?
Yeah. I had to put a foot on the floor.
I don't remember that part. I mean, I remember the barfing, and I always loved the, I had to put a foot on the floor, or...
It helps. You know, it's like those a are fun stories,
right?
Point.
Those are fun stories because they feel like something that you should have left behind in your 20s. But there you are, still living your best life.
Mm. Incredible.
Is that what we call it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It just feels like the older I get, the more pathetic it feels.
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
about
really?
That.
You're still barfing?
I think pathetic is the guy who can't touch the stuff at all, or his whole life will undo.
He has his ass together. He's a guy who went, no more of that. So anyway, there's a whole article about this here, about Southern porch cocktails. And I start reading it, and I'm like, huh. Yeah, I get this country life.
So is it like a spiked tea or a lemon spiked lemonade or something like that? Is that what we're talking about?
You're absolutely on the right track. So it's, but it's... There are 50 of these, and they say these are the 50 best porch cocktails, and they run the gamut. Like, some of them are, you know, they have like a play on words or whatever, but they're all sort of that evening, you know, it's that warm evening, and the sun is setting, and you're on the porch, and it's the end of a day, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I have a few of them here, but there are, I think I shared this with you, Bryn, there are 50 of these recipes. So here's a couple that I liked. Watermelon frosé, frozen watermelon chunks.
Oh.
With rosé, wine, and simple syrup. And they're saying that it's a frozen porch drink. Chunks of frozen watermelon. I've never had frozen watermelon. It seems like it would break apart, but okay.
I'm sure it would.
The mint julep, the classic mint julep. It is basically, I did not realize it was so simple to make a mint julep. All you need is bourbon, mint, ice and sugar. And so there you go. The mint julep. It's the Kentucky Derby thing. There's something called ranch water. And it's basically a skinny margarita. It's white tequila, lime, and water. Well, they say mineral water here. Does that mean it's fizzy? Salty dog.
Yeah.
Salt and grapefruit juice, gin and ice. And it goes, and then here's yours, not yours, you can't have this, but it's the spiked Arnold Palmer. It's like you said, you got your sweet tea and your lemonade, and then you add bourbon to it.
He gave it to you and took it back.
He was right, because he guessed that. He said tea.
Yeah, it sounds like lemonade or, you know, something that goes down smooth. I don't know. I'd never liked a smooth drink myself.
Yeah.
In Hawaii, like Christina goes, I got you a virgin pina colada.
Oh, what fun.
And I go, all right, I'll try. So I took a sip and I'm like, nah. And she's like, what, you love coconut? And I'm like, yeah, but I never even drank pina coladas when they had the good stuff in them. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I really want my drinks to, I want to feel them all the way down.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and you're not getting that, really. You might feel that later, like a pina colada might repeat on you.
No.
But that's not the direction you want to feel it in.
Yeah, that's stomach acid.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I don't need this.
Well, and plus you're a grown-up. Like, I'm with you. Like, okay, if you make me a pina colada and it's got booze in it, okay, I'll drink it. But I will be thinking the whole time, like, you know, what am I, a girl drink drunk? Come on. Like, I don't want all the sweetness in it.
Right.
Yes. But I also don't want it to burn all the way down, Vincent. So there's 50 drinks on here. And so this weekend sounds like a porch drink weekend.
Oh, there you go.
So there it is. I'm putting it up for that. And it's already, I just saw Bryn post it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So check that out. You know, it's this Country Life newsletter I'm on now. And it's like the country has taken over. And I just wish I liked it.
You like
it. Well, I'm just going to keep what, you know, you're a good role model for me for liking country.
What's good, coming? I'm glad.
Yeah.
What's coming up?
Yeah.
Well, in part, a story that went entirely unfinished last break, and more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tay, Tay, Tay. Taylor Swift. Tay all day. Download the free Odyssey app. It is free. Or head over to odyssey.com/Tay all day. Tune in all this week for the Tay all day streaming experience, which includes custom content from Taylor herself. And make sure you're here this Thursday at 9 p.m. Pacific time for a meeting of the Tortured Poets Department. It's an album release special.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Head over to RadioAlice.com for the ultimate music experience. Stay on top of the latest news in the music industry, follow your favorite DJs, and enter exciting contests for a chance to win big. Plus, catch up on all the latest episodes of the Sarah and Vinny full podcast for a daily dose of entertainment. Woo-hoo! Don't miss a beat. Visit RadioAlice.com. I'm going to read you a text real quick just to address it and move on. Let's see here. 925 says, is it just me? I cannot find any of this week's podcasts on Odyssey. It is not just you.
What is going on with that?
We have alerted the corporate overlords, the Odyssey Empire in New York and other places. They have assured us that we and you are super important to them, and they're working on it. Right now, that is all I know, is that the podcasts, I understand, haven't been available, and that the people in power who do this stuff are working on it. And I'm really sorry that it's, we would never want you to go looking for something that we've done and not be able to get it.
Well, you can get it at other places where they have podcasts. So you can still get the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's just that for some reason, we can't give it to you from our app. But we will soon.
Sunny in 75. There's the bright side.
Yay!
And a good, beautiful, sunny, warm weekend ahead as well.
Mm-hmm.
So break out your shorts, break out your sandals, and soak it up. This is the best time of year because soon it'll be summer and your kids will be out of school and you'll be like, oh my God, I want them to go back to school. When will summer be over? But that's not now. Now is that first taste of what's beautiful about California.
Mm.
Sunny and 75.
I feel your pain, Ben. This too shall pass. It just takes a long time.
Oh, I wasn't talking about me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure.
I was talking about Bryn.
Oh, Bryn's got a whole daddy summer camp going on.
He's, yeah, I know.
He's fine.
Yeah, my kid is in Hawaii right now.
Oh, my God.
That's a no blast.
They're like magic grandparents. Like, we're just going to take the kid for a few weeks.
They refuse to even live up. They're like, I bought the ticket. It's non-refundable. $1,600 for her. I'm like, what? All right, Mom. I guess my daughter's in good hands. I trust you. So
hello.
We FaceTime like 3 times a day. It's fun.
Oh, I mean, you're laughing, but I bet you miss her.
I do miss her.
But
I
not
miss
that her much. You'll have her back soon enough.
She's
Brian.
In good hands, and she's laughing a lot. I think they call me when she's like full. She does it like at the right timing. They're not going to call me and FaceTime me when she's like screaming.
Yeah.
And being crya.
Do you think that there are people on that cruise who are like, you got to be kidding me, someone brought a baby?
No, actually, Joyce walks around with FaceTime on, and everybody knows this baby. Oh. And she has other friends that are other babies there, too.
Oh.
That they're playing along. I'm like, what?
Are they still, they're so, well, so your parents were like, we want to fit in with the kids, so we're going to bring a baby.
I don't want to say babies are like dogs, but you will end up having conversations with other people, and you will get to know people through your kids. It's a true story.
So fun.
Same with dogs. You're right. Babies are like dogs.
You walk the dog, and there's someone with a dog. The two dogs start sniffing each other. You're like, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
I meet some of Kaya's friends on the ship. I'm like, hi. I'm on the screen. Hey, little kid.
You know, weirdly, though, they are very much like dogs, except that if you think that having a dog will get you ready to have a kid, no.
No.
There are some similarities when it comes to a social setting, but other than that, no.
Right. Responsibility, you know, being there, always being responsible for them. It's kind of that similarity.
Okay. You say
Warriors
so.
Play tonight.
Warriors.
In Sacramento, 7 p.m. tip time. This game will be televised on TNT, and it's a must win. It's a play-in playoff game.
Warriors.
Go Warriors. We had a technical difficulty earlier, so let me just, I'll run through this real quick, and then I'll move on to another story. People on social media are talking about things that are overpriced, but still 100% worth it. 100. Good, comfortable shoes and socks, a quality mattress, quality pillow, and quality sofa. Totally agree. Yeah. Hiring movers.
Oh, yes. That is totally worth it.
I have moved more than most of you. I won't say all of you, but most of you. Certainly not more than Sarah. Actually,
yeah,
yes, more than Sarah.
About the same amount.
You stayed in one place, though, while I had to go some other places.
That is true. Yep.
Nonetheless, while I will pack my own things, no, I'm hiring movers to take them from A to B. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not messing with trying to get the bed down the stairs. Forget it.
Yeah.
Air conditioning. Things worth their weight in, they say. These things are overpriced, but 100% worth it.
100.
Yeah, 100.
Air conditioning, dental care. Mm. Sarah.
What? I tried to do it.
But they made her take her pants off again. She's
yeah,
keep not having
right.
it.
Right, I just don't want that. It's a teeth cleaning. Why are my pants off?
Quality pots and pans.
Yes, that's true.
A solid, warm winter coat. You're right. And then on the list is divorce, which I just feel like,
expensive,
oh my
but worth
gosh.
It. Dave, if you don't want to be miserable anymore, you got to ditch that person.
Sheesh. Gnarly. Okay. This, I don't know if I'm supposed to feel sorry for Justin or if I need to say to Justin, Justin, what did you do?
Is this a Justin Bieber story?
Timberlake or Justin Bieber?
No, this is Justin Rabicki.
Oh, Justin Rabicki. Got
Justin
it. Go on.
Rabicki.
Where's he from?
What's his
Canada.
Oh, okay. Oh, Justin Rabicki of Canada.
There's a guy in Canada named Justin Rabicki, and he's being harassed with endless pizza deliveries.
Oh.
Now, in my life, I've met those people who get picked on, and you're like, oh, my God, that's awful. I will befriend this person. And then that person is kind of a jerk, and you're like, no wonder everyone gives this guy crap.
Huh.
And there have been other times where I've met, you know, befriended that person, and you're like, wow, they're really sweet.
Yeah.
They're just a target for some reason, and that sucks. So I don't know which one Justin is, but listen to this.
Okay.
It's been happening for the last 6 months, and he can't get it to stop. He gets endless pizza deliveries. At first, they were coming from a place called Pizza 73. The orders are using not only his address, but his email and his phone number.
Wow. But he's not paying for these.
He's not. They're not being charged to his credit card, but the delivery drivers do get pissed off when he says, I didn't order this. I'm not paying for it, and you need to take it back.
Right. Can he proactively call every pizza place in the area? I mean, it's 6 months in. Don't they all know? Don't deliver anything to that guy? No, if he really does want a pizza, he's screwed.
Take it easy, Sparky. Let me go on.
All right.
He reported the pizza deliveries to the police from the start because he was spooked by how the scammer was using his personal information in the orders.
Right.
He thought maybe he'd been hacked. He told the police. Now, the police told him to change his number, so he did. That didn't stop the deliveries, though.
Mm.
They don't just go to his home. They also came to his work.
Oh.
He called Pizza 73 and said, do not accept any more orders in my name. I'd never ordered from you. I haven't, won't, I'm not going to. So anyone who orders in my name, just say no and hang up. Suddenly, he starts getting orders from Domino's. This is dedication, Holmes. The scammer is also using technology to manipulate the phone number to make it look like Justin is making the call. Justin doesn't know who would do this. He says it can't be a disgruntled ex because he's never dated anyone.
Uh-oh. What's going on with him?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I feel sad for the guy. I've never had a girlfriend. It can't be that. Like, oh, geez. Justin.
How old did you say this guy is?
Justin Rabicki is, he's not 73. That's the pizza place. Oh. Hold on. Nah, I don't have his name. I don't have his age. Doesn't say.
He lives alone, has a job. He's got to be at least in his late 20s, right?
Yeah.
If not older.
Anyway, he says, I've never had a girlfriend. It can't be some ex that's trying to get back at me. Either someone hates the pizza places or they're getting revenge on me for something and I have no clue. Mm. I feel bad for Justin Rabicki.
I feel really bad for him too. What a weird thing to have happen to you. I would feel so isolated and sad.
It's over $1,000 of wasted pizza because he keeps going, I didn't order that. And he even says here, I hope that it's not going to waste, that they give the pizza to some people in need. And police are investigating. Justin has no idea. He says, I'm ramping up the security on my computer if I've been hacked, but I don't know why I'm being, you know, swatted?
I don't even know what that is. Like, I'm trying to think of how you get away from, like, do you have to secretly, without using your computer at all, find a new place to live and then move there in the middle of the night without ever using anything online to make it happen?
Like I said, I don't know if this person is really, in general, a nasty sort of, there are people who are just Scrooge.
Yes.
But look at him. Is that him?
That's Justin Rabicki.
He looks as delightful as could be.
He looks like the nicest guy. I would say he looks 29 with a ball cap on. He looks like a very friendly person. There he is working in a... Is he working at a cafe? What is that?
It looks like a bookstore or something with books and souvenirs and stuff like that.
I don't know, but
yeah,
anyway.
But there he is, just trying to have a life. He's just a guy trying to live the life.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for him.
Picked on.
Yeah.
Relentlessly.
And he's, you know, he should get a engraved sign that he sticks in his yard that he's just like, if you're here delivering pizza, I did not order it. Turn around. Oh, we could have that song playing. The turnaround song.
Oh, that song.
You know, the one.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Actually, taking care of a dog is almost exactly like taking care of a child, Sarah. You have to potty train both, and you never leave either alone for a week while you go on a cruise.
That is a similarity.
That is true.
But, yeah, in general, no. You probably should try a dog. Because if you can't handle a dog, you definitely cannot handle a child.
Yeah, that is the fact of the matter of being there. And not splitting for the night or the weekend or a week. That's why you're definitely grounded. There is a ball and chain factor to a dog.
Yes.
That part is like a kid.
Sure.
But then, you
are in charge of that little life.
But, you know, teaching a dog to sit and a couple other things like get off me is very different than teaching a human to speak and be polite and not hurt themselves or hurt anyone
else. And constantly change their diaper and buy them new clothes and feed them and bathe them.
And then the dog never talks back and really loves you. And then the kid starts going, gives you that look like, psh, you're so dumb. Right. And you're like,
roll your eyes? The dog is is a delight compared to a kid. Sheesh. The dog loves you.
415 says, Rap took over years ago, and I still can't stand most of it. Stay true to your tastes in music, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, about country? Yeah, I just don't love country.
Stay true, Sarah, for once.
Yeah. Sarah says 415, it's better to barf in your own backyard than the loser barfing at the exit of Bottle Rock.
Yeah, I know, right? Who does that?
Okay, that's not how I rage at all.
And it is how you rage at home.
Is that actually raging, though, or is that more like just a
seems
sad
like
story
raging
about drinking too
they're
much
both,
at 5
they're
in the
both sad stories that end the same way, Sarah.
I don't know, Brent. I feel like yours is worse.
Mine is worse. That's
true. Do math, Sarah. You're good at on-the-spot calculations. Math professor Ira in San Rafael.
Oh, that's nice.
That's wow. Yeah, I guess you didn't hear me talking about the difference between 30 and 40 years a couple of months back. After that, I'm never doing math on the air again. The end. Do-do-do-do.
Oh, you want me to do that?
Oh,
right
boy.
Now? I don't know. I feel like it might be time.
All right, here we go. All right, it's time to play a game.
All right.
We're going to play that game. Finish that lyric.
Oh.
Just because every time we find something that's fun, we got to beat it to death.
Yes. Amen. Kill that
that's
game.
That's right. Do it over and over again
until
everybody gets tired of it.
Do it.
All right.
All right.
You ready for the first song?
Who's first? Let's have Vinny go first.
All right. Vinny goes first. All right. Here we go. This is a very good song that makes Sarah's dad cry.
Oh, I know.
All right.
Song.
You know the song. Right. Here it is.
See ya.
Yeah, that is correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And what's the next lyric?
I don't know. I really don't.
All right, Sarah has a chance to steal.
You know, I actually don't know if I'm going to be able to steal this.
I will play that song for you one more time. This is the second part of the chorus here, by the way.
Well, don't give me any hints.
All right.
Oh. Yeah, I win every single day.
She just said that one. All right, here, I'll give you the next line. I'm so confident, I'm unstoppable today. By the way, this song is called Unstoppable.
I think I was closer when I said see ya.
I think you were. I'm giving Vinny a quarter point.
All right.
Yeah, it's Sarah scoring. Go ahead.
All right, Sarah, you're going on this one. And... it might be good because you do love the song.
Okay.
But it's also a test to see if you know what you're singing when you're singing along with songs. Ready to go. Here we go.
Okay. Please stay. I want you to run away. Please stay. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. How'd I do?
I liked it.
I think I started.
I think you got it wrong, though. Yeah, but you saved it.
Can you give me a succinct version of what that said it again?
Don't take these beautiful things that I got.
All right.
Is that it?
She's got it.
I get a point. Yay. Don't take
these beautiful things that I've got. Oh, Sarah.
Good job. Flexing.
Okay.
All right. Another.
By the way, that's Benson Boone, and Jane's got tickets for him today, 5:05. Mm-hmm. Be listening.
All right, another big hit right now.
Okay, so this is Vinny first.
In current rotation.
Okay.
All right.
Don't Google it.
What did your sis say to me?
Don't Google it.
Don't take these beautiful things that I love.
That was last
one. I'm giving you a quarter point for that.
All right, thank you so much.
I give him a quarter point. Okay. Sarah, can you steal that?
Can you give it back to me again?
All right, you got it. Here you go.
I'm something, and also I'm gonna sing really loud.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
You got the you got
falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see?
I still think I should get a quarter point.
You just because you say the melody, the melody's the same as the first part.
It doesn't matter. I get a quarter point
the melody
for that.
And say,
so
I,
the current score is Sarah has one and a quarter, and
don't
Vinny,
get, no, you
Vinny
don't get
has
to give
a
yourself
half.
A quarter.
I'm giving it to myself.
Take the quarter away.
No, I gave him one point. Sarah's scoring.
You don't get to know. I'm the referee here.
No, you're just the guy playing the songs.
You jerk. All right, here's the last one, right? This is a tough one. Because
Vinny could beat me if he gets.
You
I have
thought it was
quarter.
A good idea to get tougher on me at this point.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
This is what I pulled. All right, I'll give you the less tough. We have two tough ones here. This one's a little bit easier. All right, Beyonce.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no holding. Hey, lay your cards down, 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 down.
Oh mother! I was totally rocking to that, too. I totally felt that.
Just come up with anything, because I got nothing. I'll give you a quarter point.
Yeah.
Just for anything.
Give him a half a point.
I'm going to give you a half point.
All right, I'll take it.
All right, great.
What?
Vinny wins. Okay. Super fun game.
You won. Hey, all right, never mind.
Can I ask you to throw in some classic Alice music as well?
Yeah,
because
go
back. I have to admit, a lot of times when these songs are playing while our listeners are rocking out, we are reading.
That's true.
We are busy trying to get the next break together. Classics.
Yeah, I'll do some classics.
I'm actually right, disappointed in myself, though. I've been really trying to learn the words to the songs. Okay, play, by the way, just because neither of us knew that, play the next line in that Beyonce song.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Park your Lexus.
Like,
throw your keys
out. Solar plexus. Throw your keys out.
No, I knew the Lexus line, but I didn't know. Pop your Lexus, but I didn't know it was park. Of course, that makes a lot more sense.
I'm giving you an extra half point for that. For knowing it was a Lexus. All right, Vinny, really won. He won by 2.5 points or something.
All right.
Winning.
Duh. Okay. Have a great day, you guys. Thank you so much. Please keep it on Alice all day long, especially if you're using that Odyssey app. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get the app. Check out all the Taylor content we've got for you. Stick around, because V-Hale's next.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3x a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.